Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, August 19th. Tesla's Megapack delivery timeline for new orders has slipped all the way to the second quarter of 2025. This is despite the company ramping up production with a new factory. The Megapack has become the go-to system for large-scale utility energy storage projects. A single Megapack unit is a container-sized 3-megawatt-hour system with integrated modules, inverters, and thermal systems, too. The product has helped Tesla massively ramp up the deployment of energy storage capacity, which is actually up 222% year over year. The company is trying to ramp up to an ambitious capacity of 40 gigawatt hours of Megapacks each year. Despite this, demand must be through the roof, as Tesla now has pushed the closest timeline to the second quarter of 2025. On top of the current plan of production, Tesla is also building another megafactory in China to further expand its capacity. After releasing its first production EV just this week, Acura is giving us a glimpse into the future of its electric sports car lineup. Acura teased the electric Vision sports car concept that could be an electric NSX. Maybe, possibly. Now, although the automaker doesn't label it as a next-generation NSX, Acura did retire that badge last year after seeing sales fall down. The NSX was known for its impressive, eye-catching design, performance, and advanced features. These are all vague aspects that were mentioned in the concept car, and we will keep an eye out if something more tangible comes to light. If you're deciding between an electric or hybrid Toyota, the bZ4X EV might be a better value. Now, despite the higher MSRP, the all-electric bZ4X is actually cheaper to lease than the Toyota Hybrid Camry. Now, Toyota advertises lease deals, according to CarsDirect.com, that is, on the 2023 Camry Hybrid LE sedan as $439 for 36 months with $3,000 down. For an extra $2,000 down, the far more expensive electric bZ4X is offered at $389 per month. The Camry has an effective total of $552 per month, and the bZ4X at $528 per month. Now, the apt listener may be one step ahead, but the difference is the federal tax credit. When vehicles are leased, the dealer can take advantage of the full tax credit, even if the manufacturing is performed outside the USA. I actually got to drive the Subaru version of the Toyota bZ4X. Subaru is called the Solterra, by the way. And while I was on the road, I thought the car was perfectly fine. However, I later learned that Toyota is forcibly limiting drivers on the amount of quick charges that the car can perform in one day, which kind of soured my opinion. This move was likely to ensure that the car would last the entire warranty period and perhaps maintain Toyota's reputation for reliability. However, I think the choice should still be in the hands of consumers. And then we kind of get into a right to repair discussion. I don't know if we have the time for that. Kia unveiled a special limited edition EV6. The new electric dual-motor model features 320 horsepower and elements from both the Wind and GT line. Principally, the cosmetic features come from the Wind, and the popular equipment comes from the GT version. Kia says it will release pricing closer to when the vehicle goes on sale later this year. After images leaked of the Lamborghini Lanzador just on Thursday, the Italian sports car maker finally unveiled the beast at Monterey Car Week. Lamborghini's first electric car is a high-riding 2+2 GT with a bold stance. The Lanzador EV will be Lamborghini's first all-electric model, slated to enter production in 2028, so it's going to be a little while. It will join the Revoluto, the Huracan, and the Ursus as the fourth model in their entire lineup. The all-electric vehicle pulls design elements from the Ruvoletto sports car, the adaptable Ursus, and perhaps a spaceship, combining all that together in an EV. Lamborghini says that the dynamic driving control system creates a fine and precise drive. Thanks to an active chassis, the Lanzador fine-tunes itself to the driving situation, adapting for the best style. You can check out more images on our site, electrek.co. Automobili Pininfarina has just unveiled the Barchetta EV. Each version of the newest EV will be entirely built by hand at the Italian facility. The open-top hypercar will feature four individual motors that can accelerate from 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds. It'll reach a top speed over 186 miles per hour. The T-shaped liquid-cooled 120 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery generates a peak power of 1,400 kilowatts. At the moment, the company has only committed to making 10 of these vehicles, each of them customized for the buyer, who are paying 4.4 million euros for each one. And if you're curious, after I get that promised $5 million check from Bernie Madoff, I'm going to customize my own. But it'll have to be a red Barchetta. In today's community comment found on YouTube, we'll stay on the subject of the Chinese Communist Party taking data from Tesla for just a little longer. Sanjay Raval mentions that Elon Musk likely assessed the risk of doing business in China before going in, and notes that backlash from the international community could damage China's economy if it were to come out that they indeed stole data and sold it off. Well, Sanjay, from where I sit, I would certainly hope that Elon and the folks at Tesla took a good hard look at China before jumping in. Now, the Chinese car market is the largest in the world, where Tesla could stand to make a lot of money. And with Chinese consumers having a penchant for upscale Western brands, it's also a fairly low-hanging fruit. At the time that that decision was made for Tesla to go to China, Tesla wasn't the most valuable car maker in the planet, and the electric vehicle was not the worldwide certainty that it is today. Now, at that time, it's possible that Tesla wanted to secure some Chinese consumer money to bide their time until the rest of the world caught up. In recent events, some would express doubt on Elon's personal assessment of Twitter's value or the self-driving system's timeline, but I imagine that going into business in China was discussed with great detail with many members of the team. Now, regarding backlash, I'm quite certain that the Chinese Communist Party does not care. They ripped off Google, Facebook, Netflix, and countless others, and with accusations against Chinese companies who have already been accused of copying Tesla, even a total backstab might even not make the news. Now, Alarak uses a quote from Vladimir Lenin to the effect of capitalists selling the very rope that will hang them. And that could be a foreboding prognostication. However, my response to that would be backing into more of a distant debate about government foundations that I really don't think would be a big help here, especially considering that both the capitalist and the communist systems that we have today very much have strayed from what Lenin was able to observe in his time. Clark Mills believes that the competition is good and notes that Japanese companies, principally Toyota, first made terrible vehicles and was able to climb the ladder to dominate the market. While I agree that fair competition is very much a good thing, I don't foresee a day when Chinese products will overtake any market on account of reliability. They might take over, but not for that. Chinese products are a lot cheaper than many people realize. Manufacturing capabilities are also limited in surprising ways. China has worked to overcome this simply by flooding any given market with cheap stuff. They don't need reliability since they can just swap out for a total replacement on the spot. And many of us in the foreign markets have just accepted that as the way it is. In some cases, I've been very surprised to see how many of a total product line goes to absolute waste just so they can make some money off of the ones that actually get out the door. Now, consider this for a second. If China could flood the car market with cheap knockoff Tesla vehicles that can autonomously drive to a broken down vehicle, then we may have a totally new transportation economy. One with consequences that we may not be able to comprehend. Unfortunately, I don't have time to get to everyone. I wish I did. But in the meantime, post up a new discussion. I'm really curious what you guys are thinking. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.